So this is Chris Applegarth reporting for Slough Town here at Penydarren Park, home of Merthyr, where I've just witnessed one of the most amazing games of football in all the years I've been watching the game. Slough Town 4-0 down after 18 minutes, and the 93rd minute made it 5-4. So I'm with Neil Baker, joint manager of the club here. And Neil, give me your thoughts on the game.
I don't think you'll ever see a game of football like it in your life. I've pretty much lost my voice. We were poor defensively first half. We'd had a fair bit of the ball. We'd had a few chances and everything, but we just defended really, really poorly. We thought the game was gone, went in at half-time, said we've got to go and show a little bit of character second half, a bit like we did at Link Kings then last year. And to be fair to the lads, they've shown unbelievable character. Smarty's popped up with a brilliant goal, and then Floody's got a second. And then once it goes to 4-2 and there's still 28 minutes to play, you always feel that you've got a chance. And we said even if we got one with 10 minutes to go, you know, we had a chance of making it 4-4 and trying to nick a point. But, you know, it's beyond my wildest dreams to come away here with 3 points. I've never witnessed anything like it. I don't think I've ever had emotions like it. It was just an unbelievable 3 points for us and a fantastic night in the end.
And a truly amazing way to set the team up for Saturday in the FA Cup game against Folkestone Invicta, who, if they were watching this game tonight, at 20 minutes, maybe they went home thinking it's going to be easy Saturday. But truly, Saturday, massive, massive game. This will do the players no end of good.
Yeah, I don't think it would have been great if we'd been sitting on the coach going home for having lost the game 4-5-0. Starts to put a few doubts in your mind. We asked for character second half, and the boys delivered beyond our wildest imagination. And, you know, it shows we've got some great character in our side, and we've got some very good players. And we just had a poor 45 minutes defensively. But it sets us up nicely for the FA Cup. Massive, massive game. Just ask that we get as many people in there supporting us as we can, and we hope that we can try and get ourselves into that first round proper. But, you know, our bread and butter is the league. You know, we came here wanting to get 3 points. A 4-0 down, you don't even think you're going to be getting a point, but we're coming away with 3 points, so we're absolutely over the moon.
So massive congratulations to you and John Underwood and the management team and the boys. And if people can come along this coming Saturday to Arbour Park, 3 o'clock kickoff, FA Cup fourth qualifying round against Folkestone Invicta, please come and support the lads. And Neil, all the best for travelling back on that long coach journey tonight. And between now and Saturday, all the best for preparation for the FA Cup game.
Cheers, Chris. Appreciate that. And thanks to all the fans that made the way today. You know, it's a hell of a journey on a Tuesday night. And it's brilliant that they turn up. And, you know, thanks to them. And as I say, let's try and get as many people packed into Arbour Park as we can on Saturday.
Thanks, Blakes. Come on, you Rebels.
Cheers, Chris.
Well done, mate.
Cheers, mate. Well done.